Well, a group of scientists has met with the Federal Minister for Science, Karen Andrews, in Canberra today to work on practical ideas for future bushfire seasons. Going into the talks, the Minister had issued a call for the debate over whether climate change is real or not to end, declaring it a waste of time that should be used to work on adaptation and mitigation. But it's unclear that the Minister's intervention will make climate change policy any less incendiary for the Morrison government as it tries to assuage Australians' demands to do more after this terrible fire season. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
On their way out of today's meeting, the scientists appeared happy, saying the tone had been open and constructive.
It was very much that the government was posing questions, but then having a lot of robust discussion about not just what's currently happening, but what are potential solutions. And I think it was acknowledged that there's not one clear solution or that there's one clear factor that's led to the current situation.
Jeremy Brownlee is the president of Science and Technology Australia. He says it seems like the government wants science to play a role in future decision making, and he's pleased the CSIRO has been asked to prepare a report on the current bushfire crisis.
So that communities are able to get better information so that they can then make their own risk assessments and responses to future fire events. And I think there's a real sense of we need to get this collaboration and coordination happening now so that we can better prepare for the next fire season that's probably going to begin in August this year.
Also happy with how things went is Academy of Science Chief Executive Anna Maria Arabia.
There was an enormous spirit of collaboration in that room, and it's exactly what we need to devise the best possible response to the bushfires going forward.
The Science Minister, Karen Andrews, has raised the need for both mitigation and adaptation. Ms Arabia says there's a wide range of projects that could include, some short-term, some long-term.
Just being more prepared in the future by better understanding fire behaviour, for example, it can influence things like building plans and infrastructure, where infrastructure might be built, or what materials are used to build that infrastructure. Things like preserving our biodiversity.
Dr. John Bates from the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre hopes the government will now take action on some of those initiatives.
So you've got some things that will make immediate differences, but there are a lot of things we need to invest in that have a long lead time. We really need them to say, this is what we need to do with confidence, with authority, and let's start those things and to fund them properly.
And despite debate and media coverage in the lead-up to today's discussion, Dr. Bates says one topic that wasn't raised is the government's approach to climate change.
Climate change policy didn't come up, but there was a very clear statement from the minister that we will assume for the purposes of what we're doing today, and rightly in my view, that the climate is changing and the climate will continue to change and we need to be prepared for it.
But climate change policy remains a fractious issue for the government. A handful of its MPs still question the science in this area, including Sydney backbencher Craig Kelly, who controversially aired his views on UK television last week. And ahead of today's meeting, Science Minister Karen Andrews issued a blunt warning to anyone still on the fence about climate change, telling them it's time to move on.
Every second that we spend talking about whether or not the climate is changing is a second that we are not spending on looking at adaptation, mitigation strategies.
Her remarks were branded extraordinary by Labor leader Anthony Albanese.
The fact is that the coalition can't be trusted to actually take action on climate change.
Former coalition leaders, including Malcolm Turnbull, have found out the hard way how damaging a debate over climate policy can be. And today, Scott Morrison said he'll continue to listen to the concerns of outspoken backbenchers.
Well, every member of parliament who comes here has a right to speak their mind. Of course they do. I listen to all Australians, and I think we should. Don't you?
He's also not budging on the government's current emissions reduction policies.
Alexandra Beach with that report.